Track 14, Neil's Last Word. Like Galtina, Neil always manages to write about something which immediately strikes a chord. In fact, sometimes I think he's actually writing about my household. Here's Neil then with his last word.
I've spoken before about the squirrel mentality that prevails at Shady Pines. It cropped up again at Christmas when I made the annual pilgrimage into the loft to liberate the decorations. I realised there was barely room for the spiders among all the junk. When it came to put the decks back into hibernation, I spent a while taking stock of what was up there, and of course had the usual thought, why on earth have we kept that? This was followed by another light bulb moment. If Mrs. H and I were wiped out tomorrow, how ever would our offspring deal with this lot, let alone what was stashed away in multiple drawers around the house? I have mentioned this to our children, and our daughter simply replied with a grin, we'll just get a skip. So I decided to take a serious look at what was destined for this skip. Roll ends for carpets we had laid years ago. I mean, honestly, if we had a serious spill on the day room carpet, would we really hack a piece out and stick a patch in? Of course not. We'd have to replace the whole thing. There were two food mixers, put there just in case the current one had a breakdown. But they are so out of date, why, they're not even controlled by an app. Oh, and there are two redundant steam irons. Well, you never know. Children's games when our pair were small that we kept and have been handy for our granddaughter. But she's outgrown many of them, so why are we still keeping them? Well, said Mrs. H, they love some of those games. We can't throw them out. I kept quiet about my view that we had to be ruthless and put aside sentimentality when I came across a box labelled Neil's Memorabilia. Lump in the throat, I peered inside, realising that those left to clear the house would have no interest whatsoever in what I had spirited away over the years. My old school reports. Would anyone care I got good but spoilt by untidy work for French? And bearing in mind my career, I did smile at my final comments by my English master. Still not good enough. I reread the letters from the EDP when I first applied for a job. They're part of my heritage, and it just doesn't seem right to dump them. Then, the saddest item of all. I wasn't very old at the time, and I received my first Valentine's card. I remember deciding to play it cool. I hid it and kept very quiet, thinking the sender would be overcome with curiosity and come clean. That never happened. But why did I keep this card all these years? I don't suppose I'll find out now who sent it. But if you lived in Downham Market in the 60s and it was you, please get in touch and put me out of my misery. The Shady Pine squirrelling extends beyond the loft, thanks to Mrs. H's policy to buy things while they are on offer. Toilet rolls have been good value recently. Three extra rolls free or save 30%. Checkout assistants probably think Shady Pines is in the grip of a severe outbreak of dysentery. We have so many, some have been consigned to the garage for storage. Containers of hand wash are lined up on a shelf like a colony of emperor penguins. Of course, I know what will happen if we embark on a bout of decluttering. It won't be long before I say to Mrs. H, I can't find my green jumper, the one you got me for Christmas 12 years ago. You know that charity bag that came last week?
Thank you very much, Neil. You even managed to get in a topical reference for February about Valentine's Day. And I do so hope that one day you might discover who sent that card all those years ago. But the mystery remains, why have you kept it all this time?